With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. An amendment that would stop the Trump administration from closing or transferring 25 job training facilities for at-risk youth, including two in Montana, passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. The amendment is attached to a 2020 appropriations bill for the Department of Labor. In late May, that department announced it was closing 9 Forest Service Job Corps civilian conservation centers and likely privatizing management of 16 others. The programs employ about 1,100 people across the country, and students contributed about 450,000 hours fighting wildfires in 2017. Montana's congressional delegation quickly voiced their opposition to the move. The Labor Department's announcement meant the Anaconda Job Corps would close and the Trapper Creek Job Corps in Darby would be transferred. Together, the corps employ more than 100 staff, serve more than 500 at-risk youth per year, and provide skilled labor for industry in rural parts of the state. The House amendment passed in a bipartisan vote of 313-109. Greg Gianforte, who co-sponsored the amendment, did not vote on it. Gianforte and 17 other lawmakers opted to delay consideration of the overall appropriations bill, which included a pay increase for members of Congress. Gianforte says Congress hasn't passed a budget, hasn't secured the border, or reined in spending. In a statement his office issued today, Gianforte says, quote, "Congress hasn't done its job, it doesn't deserve a pay raise," close quote. All votes against the Job Corps amendment were Republican, but more than 70 members of the party voted for it. A Senate bill that would stop the closure and transfer of the Job Corps facilities, introduced by Democrat John Tester and co-sponsored by Republican Steve Daines, sits in a committee on agriculture, nutrition, and forestry. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.